hot or cold? A hot sun or a puppy's nose? Hot and cold are everywhere, I suppose. Hot soup on a cold winter day. Wear warm clothes, Mommy will say. A cold north wind, a warm summer breeze, a warm bath, or a cold shower, if you please. On hot rocks, lazy lizards lie, or on ice and snow, the penguins patter by. If you see your breath in the cold morning air, winter's coming, get your long underwear. You can try to catch snowflakes in your warm little hand, but they just seem to melt as soon as they land. And down in the caves, so cold and damp, you need a sweater and a very good lamp. But if you go deeper, believe it or not, way down in the earth, it's very, very hot. I know of some places where there's snow all around, yet steam is seen rising up out of the ground. And Eskimos live quite warm and nice in igloo houses, all made of ice, where all the lakes seem hard and frozen. Yet under the ice, the fish are dozing. Where all is cold, not a creature around. They're all asleep down in the ground. And some people wear furs after the fall, while out in the jungle, they wear no clothes at all. And doesn't it seem a little strange to you that we blow hot our hands and blow cold our stew? Of things hot and cold, there's really too much. And of course, there are things you should or shouldn't touch. Don't walk with bare feet on the hot sidewalk, or you'll burn yourself and have to hop. And don't pour hot water in a cold drinking glass, or crack, it will break, and that very fast. And when someone suns himself on the deck, don't suddenly drop something cold on his neck. So children, you see, there's really a lot on this very big subject of cold and of hot. And God even said, and so it's been told, that he'd rather that people be hot or be cold. For those who want to stay lukewarm will soon be out in the cold storm. For soon there's coming a spiritual night, and God's love, like the sun, will seem out of sight. And you must keep on shining and doing what's right to help the cold, frozen people come back to the light.